Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Jagzone Live as we come to you from Tynecastle Stadium in Edinburgh. A week off because of the top six, bottom six split has meant that we've just had time to catch our breath and take in the enormity of what Partick Thistle have done in the first section of the season. Yep, we're in the top six, but do we stop there? Well, ask the players and they'll tell you there is a lot more to be fought for, as fifth and who knows, fourth as well, is still very much within the parameters. Four behind Hearts, eight behind St Johnson, and of course we now know that fourth place will get a European place. If Aberdeen were to do us a favour and win today, if Thistle were to win, it brings it down to 5 points, and the knowledge that in 2 weeks' time we travel to Perth, it really is building up to be what could be an epic end to the season. However, first of all, we've got to do the business against Hearts here at Tynecastle. It's going to be under redevelopment fairly soon in terms of the stadium becoming a proper four-sided stadium. It is, of course, three with the old main stand that's under review. So we sit here in a great atmosphere, ready for this afternoon's encounter. One or two injury problems, and that sadly is why my guest is in beside me today rather than out on the pitch. I'm afraid Liam Lindsay doesn't make it. He's got the dead leg, Liam, is that what they call it?
It is, yes.
So unfortunately you'll be with us in a moment and you'll chat us through the season, and we'll also chat through today's team. Let's look at it first of all. Thomas Cherney in goal. It looks like a back four with Christy Elliott at right back, Callum Booth back in at left back, and it'll be Niall Keown and Danny Devine making up at the centre. Up front, well, it looks as though it will be a three with Stevie Lawless on one side, Chris Erskine on the other, Chris Doolan through the middle, and that leaves everybody else to battle in the midfield corner, the likes of Ryan Edwards, Adam Barton, and of course young Andy McCarthy coming back in as well, and hopefully he will have a very important role to play this afternoon in that midfield area. The Thistle subs, and there are only five outfield players, David Amu and Adi Aziz, and then the three youngsters, Neil McLaughlin, Kevin Nisbet and Mark Lamont, alongside goalkeeper Mark Ridgers. A real hodgepodge of international names in the Hearts 11, which is Jack Hamilton in goal, and then I'll do my best, it's Alexandros Tsilis, Jamie Walker, Prince Boabin, Arnold Jim, Don Cowie, Moa Chowley, Christian Novak, Liam Smith, Andras Struna and Ismail Concalves. On the bench for them, goalkeeper Victor Noring, Perry Kitchen, Sam Nicholson, Anastasios Avlonitos, good to be a nice Scottish boy's name that, Bjorn Jonsson, Leonard Soa and Mallory Martin, and Andrew Dallas is the match referee for this afternoon's game. Liam, we've touched on it, it's been a magnificent achievement for the team to reach top six. The key here is not to down tools and think the season is done, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Seeing the Rangers game, you may think that we had done that game, but that week just, it was a tiresome week, and we didn't play it up to anyone near our standards, but today we've got things still to play for, so there's no way. The gaffer drills it into us. We've still got fifth and fourth place to play for, so now we'll be ready here.
Have you quite sort of taken in the enormity of quite what this team has done? And when you're being brutally honest about it, if you take in all these late goals that we lost, we could easily be fourth.
Yeah, definitely. I don't really know myself the enormity of the top six, but it's been brilliant to be a part of it. And like you said, the late goals have kind of killed us. We could be even higher and maybe looking at Europe.
We still might be. Don't give up just yet. Today's game then. First of all, let's talk about the venue. It's easily my favourite away ground coming to. It's big and top of you and atmospheric, and from a spectator's point of view, it's fantastic. What's it like from a player's point of view?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'd say the same. Probably, well, one of my best stadiums to play. And it's good having the fans on your back sometimes, I suppose. Except for when they're screaming abuse. But no, the pitch is looking brilliant as well. We came here earlier and it wasn't too great, but it's been really laid and it's looking brilliant.
Hearts are a funny team. I think if you let them play, they're a very good side. Yep. If you get on top of them and in their faces, as we did in that game at Firhill, you tend to feel that there is fragility in that side, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We proved it. We ratted about them last at home. And we got the win, obviously, and we made them look poor. And that's what we got to need to do again. We can't let them play because they've got internationals, and like you said, if we let them play, they'll, they'll dominate us.
Is there something to be said for the foreign players not really being up for an in-your-faces type of opposition? Because that certainly seemed to be the case at Firhill.
I think so. Scottish game's a bit erratic at times, and the foreign players seem to just kind of want to chill and pass the ball, and they're not really up for the battle. So I think it's a bit of a scare for them when they come, but they'll need to change their ways when they do come.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was listening to the excellent Tom English on the radio today before the Celtic Rangers game, and he was talking about the Andy Halliday challenge and the Scott Brown challenge, and he says foreigners looking at Scottish football and seeing those as only yellow cards, it must give them a different perspective of what the Scottish game is, and mentally it must mess with their minds a little bit.
Yeah, it must do, aye. We've not really got any foreign players to this, so it must be a bit of a scare, like I said, and they need to change quickly.
Absolutely. Just look at the foreign count of the Thistle team. I've got the wee flags here. Thomas Cherney.
Yeah.
Abdul Osman obviously must play elsewhere. Muzzy for Sierra Leone. And of course, Ryan Edwards comes from about as far away as you can possibly
come from.
Yeah. So the game today, critical in that last game was to get the early goal. But even here, when we played them, first half, I didn't think we played particularly well. Kept it to 1-0, came out in the second half and battered them. And we were really unfortunate not to win that game that day. So even at this venue, we know how to go about trying to win the game.
Yeah, yep. And I think most of the boys love playing here. It's, like you said, it's a brilliant atmosphere and stadium. And that game, first half, they kind of dominated us. But second half, we came out and put in a good show. And if we just get the ball in the back of the net, we could have went away with a few more points.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to start the first of our interviews today. We'll be chatting to Chris Doolan a little bit later on. I caught up with him a couple of days ago, but just an hour or so ago, I caught up with Alan Archibald to talk through today's team and to talk about today's game. Here's the gaffer. Alan, we've arrived at what I think is one of the best visiting venues to come to all season. Great atmosphere, and this hopefully will give the boys an opportunity to really rise to the occasion.
Yeah, well, if this doesn't, nothing will, because the pitches will match the atmosphere. The pitch looks fantastic, and as you say, it's a great arena to go and play, and I think every player and manager enjoys coming here.
Big blow this morning, news that Liam Lindsay doesn't play. What's the story there?
Yeah, he picked up a knock on Thursday, and we thought he was going to make it. We actually worked in shape with him in the team yesterday and walked through stuff, but he hadn't recovered well enough, so it's a late call off, and young Andy McCarthy comes in and takes his place from the original starting 11.
Absolutely. So looking at formation, again, it looks like one of those flexible setups that I think maybe it'll change throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, that's why we went with Andy in there. It makes it a bit more versatile. I think we need an extra midfielder to help us. It means we can put backs back if we want to, a back three if we have to as well, because we're really short in numbers. I think we'll get seven including Ryan Scully out, and some, they're all key players to be honest, and four midfielders into the bargain. So no, we're up against it with injury wise, but the starting 11 is still a very strong one, so there's no excuses on that part.
Absolutely. And I've talked about the ability to twist and turn that particular formation, but it does still have a big attacking emphasis on it, doesn't it?
It does, and I said that the players just I spoke to them there, we've got to get the front three players the ball to go and hurt Hearts. We've got to make sure we get Lawless, Doolan and Erskine on the ball, because I think they win the game for us, but make sure we keep it tight at the back as well. Hearts have played a different number of formations in recent weeks. I'd heard they're maybe going to change it again today to a three as well, so I don't know what we're going to get from them, so we need to concentrate as much as we can on our own and make sure we're strong and we start the game really well, because as you said, the atmosphere here can be intimidating, but you can also get them against their own team.
Are we playing pressure free today?
I think we are, but I think there's a, in terms of, if you look at last night's game and what's at stake at that, it's a different type of pressure, but there's pressure on us to go and try and catch Hearts. We've been lucky enough, we've been served up the game right away, and we can close the gap to 1 point today, so that's the pressure on the players to go and get a result and do that.
Of course, and having beaten them 2-0 with a very clinical display the last time, again, the key to that was we played well, but we stopped them from playing at all.
Definitely, we got in their faces and we stopped them. They're good players playing. They've got good players. I know they've been up and down in terms of their performances, but they've got good players. We need to make sure we stop them, because they are a threat going forward. And we've done that day at Fir Hill, we need to go and do similar if we want a result today.
Andy McCarthy, as you said, comes into the side. I suppose the situation when he came in at Parkhead sort of took care of itself. Different type of approach to the game for him today, isn't it?
Yeah, we're much different today. It'll have to do with a lot of movement. Hearts have played a kind of free-flowing. They keep maybe two boys at the back and the rest of them go and play. Their full-backs are high or wing-backs it might be today. So he'll have different game today. A wee bit about game intelligence today as well and tracking runners and passing men on at the right time. And he'll need to do a lot more thinking as well as taking care of the ball, but we've got every trust in him, and that's a good thing about being in the top six now as well. It's a different kind of pressure, and to go and get his chance today.
And if the opportunity arises, I suppose you'd love to give the likes of McLaughlin and Nisbet some more game time.
Yeah, definitely. That's the plan. We'd love to go and do it, and they'll get more game time as we go. Kevin's champing a bit to get a chance, but I just feel we need Doolan and Erskine and Lawless today.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of the gaffer just an hour or so ago as we talked ahead of today's game. Liam, just touch on the injury a little bit. What have you done and what kind of time scale are we looking at?
Well, I got a dead leg on Thursday. Pretty bad dead leg, to be honest. And yesterday I didn't train, but like the gaffer said, we thought I'd be okay, but I woke up this morning, came in, done a bit, and just didn't feel right. And I didn't have a lot of range in it, so the gaffer just said there's no point in risking it. So yeah, that's it, and I'll be fine for next week.
Well, that's good news. Yep. Indeed. So you join a fairly lengthy list of players that are not available today, but it does just prove what a good squad that we've got, because that's a strong starting 11 going out onto the pitch today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's really strong starting 11, considering the injuries, and it's quite exciting. The injuries coming back, what the team's going to be, it's going to be really strong, and I hope. And it's a young squad as well, so it's quite exciting for the future.
Absolutely. Hearts, we've touched about them and what kind of mentality they're going to have. What we mustn't forget, though, is that they are fairly talented footballers, aren't they?
Yeah, just because they're on a wee bit of bad running now doesn't mean they should be underestimated at all.
Yep, and as I say, a quick run through the Thistle side again, which does have injuries galore. Seven players, including Ryan Scully, out, and of course that means that Muzzy Dembaya misses today, and my guest Liam Lindsay also misses out this afternoon. So Thistle lining up in, well, a shape that's perhaps yet to be decided, with a likely back four of Christy Elliott at right back, Callum Booth back in at left back, two central defenders being Danny Devine and Niall Keown. Three in the middle of Ryan Edwards, Andy McCarthy and Adam Barton. And up front will be that three that, of course, won us the First Division. I think it was 4 years ago, it might have been yesterday, Liam, that the trophy was presented. You'd have got it on all your timelines and social media. Obviously a fantastic day. And when you look 4 years on, you've still got that front three of Doolan, Erskine and Lawless. It's good to be able to call upon that exciting trio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite amazing, really, that they've kind of stuck. Well, obviously, Scotty went away for a wee bit, but it's amazing they're back now and still scoring in all cylinders and creating.
Absolutely, and obviously for Chris getting the 100th just a week or so, or a couple of weeks ago, fantastic achievement, and I know everybody at the club absolutely delighted for him.
Yeah, of course, a massive achievement. He's been a massive servant to the club, and you can see he was, the weeks before that, he was trying to get it, everyone was trying to give it to him, but it just wasn't happening, but he finally got it, so that's put to bed, and hopefully he gets a lot more.
Absolutely. Big weekend, of course, for the club today, and then tomorrow it's the Player of the Year Awards, the dinner at the Hilton Hotel. I know it's a nip and tuck battle between yourself and Adam for Player of the Year, and I think when the voting polls were taken down, there was less than 30 votes between you, so I don't know how it's gone. I'm very much looking forward to opening that envelope tomorrow and seeing who's going to get the Player of the Year Awards. But in a year where everybody's been so good, I suspect to be there or thereabouts is a great feeling for yourself.
No, yeah, it's a brilliant compliment. I think for me it was hard to vote as well for picking somebody out of the team. Even there could easily be more candidates up for it as well. The team's just been brilliant this season. The whole second half of the season's been brilliant. So no, it'll be exciting to see the winner tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get back to that a little bit later. Time to move on to interview number two, and we caught up with Chris Doolan, that aforementioned 102 goal hero, to get his thoughts ahead of today's game.
Chris, it's been a good break, I imagine. In that Rangers game, I just got the impression there was a few tired legs about, so I take it this has been a very welcome week off.
Yeah, it kind of looked that way in the Rangers game. I think the boys were needing a rest probably by then. But that's it's not an excuse. No, we should still have performed better at Ibrox, so we won't make any excuses. But I think that week off will have done the boys a world of good.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, we've got five games left to just see if we can even get a little bit better than sixth place. And realistically, if we're going to do that, we need to win this game on Saturday, don't we?
Definitely. You know, I think Saturday's massive. And it lays down a bit of a marker for us as well, to Hearts, that we're coming to get them. And, you know, there's no reason why we can't go to Tynecastle and win. We're full of confidence, and you know, it makes for a good game, because every game from now to the end of the season should be one that we all look forward to.
When we beat Hearts at Fir Hill, I think we saw Hearts playing at a pretty low ebb. I don't know what we're going to get from them. They seem to be a little bit of up and a little bit of down. Do we try and do something to make sure they don't get too high?
Yeah, we've got to make sure they don't get into the game and get a foothold in the game quicker than us. But like you say, they've been kind of up and down. We don't know really what to expect from them, but that can work in our favour. And like I say, we don't worry too much about Hearts, because at the end of the day, it's about Partick Thistle, so we'll worry about ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, the one question mark that still exists over the side is results against the top few, and whilst we've bettered it a little bit with a draw at Parkhead and the win over Hearts, we want to do it more regularly, don't we?
Yeah, of course, you know, and it's something the players all want to do as well. You know, we want to start being more competitive with the top teams, and I think we've got that in the locker. You know, we shouldn't be shying away from it. Yes, we went to Ibrox, we weren't great, but you know, we'll go back to these teams and we'll have the bit between our teeth and we'll give them a better game from now to the end of the season.
I don't know what you do during that 2 weeks off, or the week off and the week's training, but you look at some of those fixtures in that bottom six just now and what players must be going through. It must be so different to have such a different outlook on things.
Absolutely. You know, it's a totally different week off, being in the top six compared to the bottom six. The week off when you're in the bottom six isn't a week off, it's a week of work. Likewise, we've done a week of work as well, but you know, like I say, the confidence that's through the squad makes it feel more enjoyable. And like I say, we should be getting into these games high in confidence, but looking forward to them and actually enjoy the games.
Quite a good few weeks for yourself, isn't it?
It's been brilliant. Yeah, it's been brilliant. Like I said before, the story, if I'd written the story, that's exactly the way I would have written it. So I'm still enjoying this.
Absolutely. But we've got to ask the question, what's up with Aberdeen? You haven't scored against them.
No, I know that. I've pointed that one, and I've had that one pointed out to me. But we're still to play Aberdeen again, so I'd be looking to put that right.
So despite the fact, as we've said, that the pressure's off a little bit, there's still an awful lot to play for, starting with this Hearts game.
Definitely, you know, and it's not a case of you take your foot off the gas because we've made the top six, not at all, because, you know, Hearts, we're coming for Hearts, and going on Saturday and laying down a marker against them should put the fear into them a wee bit, so we've got to go there and give it everything.
Let's wish you well.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Chris Doolan joining us here on JagZone to preview today's game. Liam, I just want to touch on one thing before we let you go away and Raymond comes into the commentary box, and that's on that word formations. And I don't think I've ever known a year where so much emphasis has been placed on formations. Is it because that as a club we are just basically just as comfortable in playing a four as we are the three at the back? I think at times the three suits, at times the four suits, but whatever we play, it just looks as though you've become, as a unit, more and more comfortable with it.
Yeah, well, the start of the season, we started with four, and obviously we were kind of letting go. It was more mistakes, to be honest, and the goals were going in, and then the gaffers changed to a three, and I think that helped us massively, just to get a wee bit of stability. But after we started picking up results and getting clean sheets, and we went back to a four, we just looked as comfortable. I think it was just... I think we just needed a wee bit of time to settle in, to be honest, and the formation kind of helped us. But now, as you said, we look as comfortable in anything, and it gives the gaffer, it helps the gaffer choose formation for different teams and how they play.
Absolutely, and of course, what happened at the winter break was that Niall Keown came in and arrived, and he's added a new dimension. And what he's brought is balance. I think he's given an extra balance to the right-hand side of the defence. It's maybe put a bit more pressure on yourself being really the only left-sided defender, but it certainly just seems to have given a sturdiness. His arrival just brought a sturdiness to the unit, didn't it?
Yeah, and looking in from a fan's perspective, we only had me and Danny really, and Bart's obviously, well, was playing there, but he's just as comfortable in centre mid as well, so there wasn't really any cover. But Niles came in and he's looked like he's been here for a while, and it's been brilliant, and we've just clicked instantly really. And you could tell that by the performances we've been putting on.
Sure. And just lastly, of course, come the end of the season, everybody goes away for a summer holiday. The manager's plainly made it obvious he wants to try and bring Niall back on a permanent basis or on another loan basis, if at all possible. But the beauty of it is, and probably you're in the different boat to everybody else, who knows what the summer's going to bring?
No, I know. yeah, I know. Well, we'll just take that when it comes, but... No, Niall's been brilliant, so I'm not surprised that Gaffer wants him back in, and mostly everyone's signed up now for next year.
Just so Welshie and Amu are the only two there.
So it's a bit different for previous seasons where the Gaffers had to bring in
absolutely
new backlines and stuff. So.
And without wanting to pry into yourself, whatever happens, you're in a good position for next season, because if something comes, great. If something doesn't, you're still at a club that's going in a very positive direction. So whatever happens, you're in a win-win situation.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, win-win, and I'm happy here. I'm happy to play my football here, getting first team chances. So if something comes, great. If not, great as well. So 1-1.
Well, I'm not going to pressure too much, but I will grab you in the corridor on Sunday and batter you until you reveal all.
Yep.
Anyway, Liam, it's been a pleasure you joining us this afternoon. Sadly, you're not out of the pitch. Get yourself back out there as quickly as, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you, Michael. Cheers.